From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Baseball's Barry Bonds is back in the spotlight today. He's pleaded not guilty to charges of perjury in a federal investigation of performance-enhancing drugs. We'll have more on that in a few minutes.
First, to a topic that we've been exploring all week, the war in Iraq. We've had a series of conversations about how the decline in violence there is affecting politics here. And today, we're going to look at the people in this country who are most affected, military families.
Many of those families have supported President Bush solidly throughout the war. But a new poll in today's Los Angeles Times finds that support is slipping.
Nearly 60% of military families surveyed disapprove of the way President Bush is doing his job and with his conduct of the war.
The poll says most military families now conclude the war wasn't worth fighting. It was a mistake, they say. Those opinions reflect many surveys of the general population.
Joining us now is Rhonda Eggleston. She's part of Day to Day's Voters Project, listeners we're speaking with throughout the year about the election. Her husband is an Army doctor who was in Iraq but is now stateside. She's at Fort Riley, Kansas. Rhonda Eggleston, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
What about this new poll from the LA Times that says a lot of military families now do not think that the war is worth the cost and that Mr. Bush is not doing a very good job?
I guess I go back to, I don't know if I'm just extra stubborn or what, but I go back to the fact that we needed to go into this war. We need to stop the terrorists. We have not had any more terrorist attack on our country directly. And so I don't agree with that poll. I don't agree. I think we need to stay the course of what we're doing.
Do you see there in Fort Riley, now I'll say from my visit there back in August that it seemed like a pretty conservative town and a very solid base of support for the war in Iraq. But do you see any kind of a sense in your group of wives there that maybe that support is not quite as solid as it was?
I've not gotten a sense that anything has changed in that support. I think you do get a little tired when your husband's gone. That was a little discouraging, especially for the younger wives, when it went to 15 months instead of the 12 months. But they press on, and part of that is keeping a positive attitude at home. But politically, I have not seen a lot of change in the people that I talk with.
There's a difference between being supportive at home and questioning whether or not the policies of the government are correct.
To a certain degree, I guess there are some wives who disagree with how President Bush has led the war.
Yeah.
But I just don't see that in my realm of friends. And I probably tend to have more conservative friends. I just don't get that sense that people are discouraged, that they think the war is just a miserable failure like I'm hearing on the news. I just don't get a sense of that from people. We need to keep doing what we're doing. And with the insurgent attacks down, that's been out in the press also, I think that that's been encouraging for me at least.
The recent news out of Iraq that violence is down significantly there, and very importantly, most importantly for military families, I would guess, that the casualties among American soldiers significantly down.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond military families. I think if we keep this, you keep in mind that our soldiers are over there to serve their country, to fight the war on terror. And just if you go back to that and we keep reminding ourselves of that, that's not just encouraging for military families, it's encouraging for all of us that maybe we are making headway, winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people, winning over that we are not going to desert them, that we are going to stay the course. I don't mean that as cliche. I really mean that we stay the course.
What do you think, though, when you see a report of a poll like this, that support is slipping among military families?
It's weariness of being a single parent.
Yeah.
Having your soldier gone, worrying about them. There's a weariness that happens once in a while. There's a discouragement that happens once in a while. At the end of the day, you still support your soldier. I don't know that that's lack of support, maybe that just weariness in the multiple times soldiers have been deployed. That takes a toll on family, and I think it reflects more that.
Rhonda Eggleston speaking with us from Fort Riley, Kansas. She's part of Day to Day's Voter Project, and she's a military wife. Rhonda, thank you again.
Thank you.